Chapter 3. A Call from Botswana. Let me tell you about Attila. I had a job at a research laboratory. One evening, I opened a door and saw Attila in a cage. He was the sweetest 3-year-old monkey in the world. But he was not happy. His eyes were red, and water was coming from his nose. The scientists were putting strange things in his body, and now he was ill. When I left the job at the laboratory, I took a key with me. A week after the job finished, I went back there in the middle of the night. When I drove away, Attila was lying in the back of my car under some pizza boxes. In the first few weeks in my apartment, Attila was frightened and could not sleep. But he slowly started to trust me, and we have become friends. He's getting big now, and I will have to find him a new home soon. But at the moment, he is living with me here in my apartment in New York City. Attila and I looked at the TV screens in the office together. He said again. I knew that he did not like the TVs, so I took his hand and led him to his room. For breakfast, I gave him some fruit and meat. In the next hour, I sent emails to work friends and scientists about the lion attack. I tried to call a man called Abraham Bendix. He lives in Botswana and knows a lot about lions. He always listened to me when I talked about Hack. I was waiting for Abraham to call me back when I suddenly got a message on my phone. Hey, where are you? It was from my girlfriend, Natalie. She was waiting for me at her apartment. Sorry, I'm coming now, I typed quickly, then stood up and got my coat. I'm going out now, I said to Attila, but when I get back, we'll play some soccer, okay? I put out my arms and he jumped into them. He said. I got my bike and carried it down the stairs, then rode to Natalie's apartment. She opened the door with an angry face.
Where have you been? She said. You said 9 o'clock. You know I have my class at 10 o'clock. It's already 9:30.
Natalie was tall and beautiful, with green eyes and long red hair. She was studying at Columbia University and wanted to be a doctor. Just at that moment, a message arrived from Abraham. It's not only in LA, it's happening here too.
Oz, you were right, he said when I called him. The lion's behavior here in Africa is very wrong, too. I've been in a village near Zimbabwe. The lions killed everyone and ate them.
Abraham sounded frightened.
You have to come here to Botswana and bring a camera. You have to see this.
I'll get the next plane there, I said.
What's this about a plane?
Said Natalie after I said goodbye to Abraham. I'm going to Botswana.
Are you crazy?
She cried.
You can't get a phone call and then get on a plane to Botswana. You've got no money.
Will you look after Attila for me? I asked.
You want me to look after your monkey?
Natalie was really angry now.
You know that he frightens me. And I have classes.
Please, Natalie, you only have to go and see him once a day and give him food. Please, I've waited a long time for this chance. I have to film real evidence of strange lion behavior in Africa. After the killing at the LA Zoo, people might listen, and we might begin to understand. Natalie was quiet for a few seconds. Then she said,
I like you, Oz. I know that you're very clever. But Hack is becoming a problem for us. I never see you now. When did you last take me to a restaurant? You came here to see me this morning, and suddenly you're leaving for Africa.
I looked at my girlfriend. I liked her because she was beautiful, and she liked movies and computer games. I did not want to stop seeing her. How about this? I said. I'll go to Africa. But if I make the video and people still don't believe me, then I'll come back here. I'll forget Hack and get a normal job, okay? Then we can be together more. She was quiet for a moment. Then she smiled.
Okay. Okay, Tarzan. I'll watch Attila for you while you go and look for lions.
Back at the apartment, I took out Attila's large cage. He saw the cage and looked sad because he knew that I was going away. I gave him his lunch and put on his favorite movie. Then I went to get my bags. When I came back, I was surprised to find Attila in my office. He was throwing the TVs at the wall and making angry noises.
Attila! I shouted. What are you doing? Stop it!
Attila turned, and for a second, his eyes looked empty and strange. Then he suddenly dropped the TV and ran into a corner with his head down.
Bad Attila, I shouted. Bad boy!
I put him in his cage and got ready for the journey. Then I went back and put my arms around him. I have to go for a few days now, I said. Natalie will look after you. Be good now. An hour later, I was at the airport with my camera around my neck and a bag on my shoulder. It was hot, and there were a lot of people there. I was waiting for my flight when I saw an email from Natalie on my phone. It said, Oz, I've thought about everything, and I can't do this. I just did badly in an exam. I have to study harder and think about my work. I know that I shouldn't email this. We can talk when you get home. I'll look after Attila, but this is the last time.